I'm very thankful for what you've been saying and what you've revealed. I'm very appreciative of those like Jack Hayford and others who have been praying for and prayer walking, and would even say in some of the questions asked yesterday and even earlier today, for people who are currently in either the other spinoff groups and sects that are still, in my estimation and understanding, are still involved in cult, that just prayer evangelism is where it will be. Continue to hold them up in prayer. And I like your comment of not attacking them.
Right.
So.
Well, Tom, God bless you. Bless you in your ministry to those people that he's given you to serve.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you, Hank. So,
you're welcome, Tom. Nice talking to you.
Both of you.
That's a fascinating discussion to even listen in on. Here you have
Thomas
Lapaca. Yeah, two friends. Thomas Lapaca, who is now part of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. And then you have Tom, who is still a pastor of the Worldwide Church of God and is seeking to use his life, as you've encouraged him to do, to reach people that God has given him charge over as a shepherd,
yes,
as a pastor. And so great responsibility, and sounds like Tom is carrying it out in
yes,
the spirit of truth and through the power of the Holy Spirit. I want to go back to the phone lines, talk to Katina in Charlotte, North Carolina. You're on with Thomas Lapaca.
Hello, Hank and Tom.
Hi,
Hank,
Katina.
I love your show. I'm on a cell phone, so if you can't hear me, just let me know.
Okay. Yes, I'm great.
I wanted to ask Mr. Lapaca if you would expound on some of the actual details that about this organization that you were a part of that made it a cult, like some of the things that you couldn't do, do's and don'ts that they normally give you when you're involved in legalism.
Well, you know, one hallmark of a cult is controlling one's life. That's sort of the sociology of the cult, the psychology of a cult, where your life is controlled and your life is manipulated. We were kept so busy. On Saturdays, our services were 2 hours long, and then sometimes after that, we'd have a potluck, and then a Bible study, and then for the men, there was a once-a-week spokesman's club, and then for the ladies, there was a ladies' club, and then there were, you know, church outings and service opportunities. You're expected to be
feast days.
And feast days. So this control over your life, and control in your life to the point that you were separated from your family. Those who were not members of our group, we became estranged from. I became estranged from my mother and my father and my sister. They were no longer my family. Armstrong and his group, you know, they had become my family.
Well, that's a really good answer to Katina, because what Tom has done is defined a cult from a sociological perspective, where they're controlled in virtually every dimension of their lives by a charismatic leader. And then, of course, we've talked about on this show in the first segment some of the theological aspects of a cult.
Yes.
For example, they denied the Trinity. They taught that the Trinity was a pagan doctrine. They taught that all saints become little gods after the resurrection. Yeah. And as you point out, Tom, that was something that was incredibly appealing. You had this idea that while you might be criticized for a time, sometime soon, you
stand
would
by.
Be God. Stand by. I'm going to be God soon.
Yes. You'll be surprised.
Yeah.
Of course. Well, my only reason for asking is because based on what I've heard so far from the broadcast, there are a lot of churches now that don't consider themselves a part of the Worldwide Church who do practice those things that you stated as far as controlling your life. You're always at church, and if you're not there, you're not considered to be faithful or committed. And that was my only reason for asking.
Well, and you're absolutely right, Katina, because I think, Tom, you'd agree that there are a lot of churches who have fallen into cultic patterns,
yes,
even if they're not a cult from a theological perspective.
Mm-hmm.
In some senses, they become cultic,
yes,
in a sociological sense.
Absolutely. Doctrine is only one way of looking at it.
Well, I really appreciate your answer. And Hank, thanks. I listen to you every day.
Thank you, Katina.
Uh-huh, thank you. Bye-bye.
God bless you. We're having a fascinating discussion with Thomas Lapaca. He wrote a great book, Out of the Shadows. It is a candid description of his life, one man's journey out of the shadows, one man who found God's truth in a world of deception. As a result of that, he has impacted his family, and beyond that, the greater body of Christ, the world. He's making a difference for time and for eternity. It's also the journey of an entire cult as it moved out of cultism to the commitment of great men led by the Holy Spirit to the cross of Christ. It was a humbling experience. We're going to be back with more of this story in just a moment.
Thanks for joining us for the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Today's conversation with Thomas Lapaca gives only the highlights of his remarkable journey from darkness and deception to the reality of Jesus Christ in his life. Find out more in Out of the Shadows, available from the Christian Research Institute. Call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. The Bible Answer Man will continue right after this. It has all the trappings of Orthodox Christianity, a statement of faith that appears legitimate, and a hope in the eternal. Yet a deeper look reveals a snare of spiritual fraud and mind control. Out of the Shadows by Thomas Lapaca is the autobiographical story of one man's slide into the abyss of deceptions, false prophecy, spiritual abuse, and subversion of the gospel. But Lapaca experienced a miraculous transformation as the worldwide Church of God owned up to its theological errors, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, he began a journey from the shadows of legalism into the full light of God's grace in Jesus Christ. Let the light of truth shine in your own life or in the life of someone you know. Order Out of the Shadows, available from CRI right now. Call 888-7000-CRI, 888-7000-CRI, or go to our website, www.equip.org.
By you and your example, you're one of the heroes of my faith.
I really appreciate your ministry. Thank you.
I appreciate your teaching that you present.
Every day, the Bible Answer Man broadcast is touching the lives of people around the world with solid biblical answers from God's Word. That's why your partnership with us is so critical. Become a Bible Answer Man monthly radio support team member. Your commitment to make a monthly gift helps to keep the Bible Answer Man broadcast on the air. As a Bible Answer Man support team member, you maximize the reach and influence of the Bible Answer Man broadcast around the world. As our way of saying thank you, you'll receive a copy of Hank's powerful book, Christianity in Crisis. You'll also receive a free one-year subscription to the Christian Research Journal. Call toll-free 888-7000-CRI today and say you'll become a Bible Answer Man support team member. That's 888-7000-CRI. You can even sign up over the internet at www.equip.org. It has all the trappings of Orthodox Christianity, a statement of faith that appears legitimate, and a hope in the eternal. Yet a deeper look reveals a snare of spiritual fraud and mind control. Out of the Shadows by Thomas Lapaca is the autobiographical story of one man's slide into the abyss of deceptions, false prophecy, spiritual abuse, and subversion of the gospel. But Lapaca experienced a miraculous transformation as the worldwide Church of God owned up to its theological errors, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, he began a journey from the shadows of legalism into the full light of God's grace in Jesus Christ. Let the light of truth shine in your own life or in the life of someone you know. Order Out of the Shadows, available from CRI right now. Call 888-7000-CRI, 888-7000-CRI, or go to our website, www.equip.org. Many people don't know this, but it's the continued financial support of listeners like you that keeps the Bible Answer Man on the radio in your area. This ministry broadcasts on over 100 radio stations in the United States and Canada, defending the gospel and proclaiming its truths. Join us in our ministry. If you would like to help keep the Bible Answer Man broadcast on in your area, then give us a call at CRI at 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. And thank you for your support. Once again, here's Hank.
And again, I'm just so excited to have Thomas Lapaca with us today. He's become a good friend, someone that I admire and trust. and the author of a book that we're promoting today, Out of the Shadows, Finding God's Truth in a World of Deception. Might mention once again that Thomas Lapaca is now Executive Director for Communications and Public Affairs for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. He was a pastor in the Worldwide Church of God and, of course, is describing his journey from cultism to the cross, and in the process, telling the story of a church that made this dramatic move and is now seeing their own membership as a mission field to reach for Christ so that those people who are yet in the Worldwide Church of God can become reproducing disciple makers. And again, they went through an enormous tactical process in coming out of cultism. They didn't want to galvanize people around splinter groups. They wanted to reach them with the message of hope and truth and love. And again, Thomas, we appreciate so much having you on the broadcast and the ability to call you friend.
Thank you, Hank. You're my friend, and I'm honored to be here.
And a lot of people looking forward to talking to you right now, so we're going to go right back to the phone lines. Talk to Wing in Walnut Creek, California. You're on with Thomas Lapaca.
Hello, Thomas and Hank. Thomas, I praise God for the transformation of your former Pasadena Armstrong Church.
Thank you, Wing.
Here's my question. How did the cultic version of the Armstrong Worldwide Church of God persuasively convince you that their doctrinal positions were correct on, one, the denial of the deity of Christ, and, two, salvation by works, namely, no assurance of salvation?
These things begin rather harmlessly, so it seems. And as I had mentioned earlier, I was a member of the Southern Baptist Church. And in coming to Armstrong's church, I had questions. And I would go to other members in the church. I would go to my Sunday school teacher. I even went to my pastor with some of my questions. And they were unable to answer them. Or the answers they gave to a 12-year-old, and I was 12, 13 years old, were so totally off the wall that even I knew they were wrong. And that only then reinforced in my mind Armstrong's claim that all these churches were deceived. So once you buy into that, it's easy to buy into most anything else. It's the old sales proposition. If I can get you to agree with me on this point and on point two and on point three, by the time we get to point four and five, regardless of how absurd they may be, I'm already nodding. And I would say in my case, that's where I was.
Yeah, I grew up in Los Angeles, and I read the Plain Truth from time to time, and I, sort of like you, I grew up as a Southern Baptist. And I found the Plain Truth magazine, you know, somewhat convincing, because there were some things in there that were truly, you know, very good. But then they got down to the bottom line, and at least subtly, they would hint at all these denials of Scripture.
Yes, absolutely. And one of the techniques that was used was dogmatism. Just be dogmatic over and over and again, and you'd be surprised how much people will believe you.
Wing, thanks for your call.
You're welcome.
God bless you. I want to go now to David in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. You're on with Thomas Lapaca.
Gentlemen, how are you this evening?
Hi, David.
Yes, I grew up listening to the World Tomorrow broadcast, my father was a supporter, though he was never a baptized member of the Worldwide Church. I had a sister 10 years my senior who eventually did become a baptized member, she and her husband, into the Worldwide Church, and I began attending their services, though I never became a baptized member. They eventually wound up leaving the church, as well as myself, but it was really hard to actually get over the guilt as I was seeking Christ in my life and that sort of thing. I always sort of, it was real hard not to judge it and fall back onto the theology and the doctrines of the Worldwide Church. But finally, you know, through the grace of God, I've been able to overcome that and you know, be saved through the blood of Jesus Christ. My question for you, though, is at the time that I was attending church there, Garner Ted was I guess the second in line there, is he still involved with the Worldwide Church, or is he doing something else?
Oh, no, David. Garner Ted Armstrong was disfellowshipped, is the term we used by Herbert Armstrong, right around 1978-79.
Okay.
And then Ted left Pasadena. He went down to Tyler, Texas, and founded his own church, Church of God International.
Okay.
And he essentially kept most of the teachings of his father, and he's still at it.
Oh, I see. Well, that answers my question. I really appreciate your program, Hank, and I really enjoyed listening to Mr. Lopaka. I know that there's a lot of people out there who really are excited about his book and about what he has to say.
Well, I know, Tom, appreciate your encouragement. God bless you, David.
Thank you very much.
I want to go now to Don in Wichita, Kansas. Hi, Don, you're on with Thomas Lopaka.
Hello, Hank. Thanks for your program. I listen nearly every day.
Thank you.
Tom, this is Don Engel.
I know who you are by your accent, Don. I picked it up immediately.
You picked me up. How are you, my friend?
Good.
Great. I was out driving in my car, and I heard you a little bit earlier this afternoon. And
shocked the socks off of you, didn't it?
It did indeed. Well, it's great to hear you. I just wanted to call, Tom, and just tell you that your story is my story.
Absolutely. And our story, and the story that I wrote in the book, Don, is the story of thousands of our friends, our mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters and brethren that they've experienced.
Well, that's fantastic. I will be getting a copy of it, and we'll look forward to reading it, Tom.
Thank you, and God bless you, Don.
You too, Tom, and love to Linda and your family.
And to yours.
Okay, thanks a lot.
And thank you so much for calling and encouraging my good friend Thomas Lopaka. Davina in Tucson, Arizona, you're on with Thomas Lopaka.
Hi. Thank you, Mr. Hanegraaff, for your wonderful ministry, and thank you, Mr. Lopaka, for your real words.
Thank you, Davina.
I have married into a family that is in the Worldwide Church God, well, actually in a splinter group now. My husband was not attending the church when we got married, and unbeknownst to me, I married into some real craziness, being a Christian, and was not ready for all of this. Your phrases such as estranged from the family and guilt of not doing certain things have hit home really hard. My husband has since, through 5 years of prayer in our six-year marriage, really started to see the grace of God and is really beginning to understand some problems in what he was taught as a kid, which is a wonderful thing. God is great. But it's so hard living in the midst of this, living in this family. And I guess my question for you was, how do I support him as he makes this transition and feels torn between grace and my family, our family, and the beliefs that his family still hold and he was, still has some guilt for not holding true to anymore?
Well, one thing, you want to hold him up daily in prayer. It's a very difficult transition that he's making. The other is, don't, which you're probably not doing anyway. You on the phone, you don't sound like you're the kind of person that's engaging in heated arguments, theological arguments, with your husband.
I have to be honest with you. The first year we got married, I was horrible and probably almost caused a divorce because I was ready to tell him how wrong this was and
yes.
The problems. And it took a lot of God hitting me on the head to tell me to
yes.
lay down before he could do the work. And 6 years later, after 6 years of praying, hopefully, God has repaired some of the damage
yes.
I have done.
Wow.
And, we're all, in a sense, Christians look for a mission field.
Mm-hmm.
Davina, you don't have to go to China or Indonesia. You have your mission field right there in your own home.
Yeah.
Your husband is in your family. That's your mission field. It was my mission field. My main concern after I made this transition was my wife and my two sons. And now my extended family, taking the same message to them, being close to them, loving them, accepting them, looking for those opportunities led by the Holy Spirit to plant those seeds of God's Word.
Well, I just thank you so much. You've just taught me so much, and I'm hearing, so much wonderful things in what you're saying, and so many things are making sense. that I just didn't understand before, that just, you know, as a Christian for 11 years didn't make sense to me when these things were mentioned.
Yes.
And I just so appreciate your words, and I know there's so many other families out there that do, and people that just need your words to hang on to it. So I just thank you so much.
Thank you, Davina. God bless you.
Thank you.
And Davina, you sound like you're at my house. You got so many kids rattling around all over the house. Whenever I talk to Kathy, I'm always carrying a conversation with her and one of my children at the same time. I want to go back to the phone line and talk to Walter in Bakersfield, California. You're on with Thomas Lapaca.
Hey, how you doing, Thomas?
Good, Walter.
Oh, how? I wanted to ask you about, does Herbert, when they did the Church of God, did they emphasize on rock music?
Well, like so many things back in the heyday of Armstrongism, when Herbert Armstrong was alive, there were so many things that were of the devil, rock music being one of them. So, you know, definitely he was against, you know, the hard rock type of music.
Yeah.
As he was against many things, such as makeup and utilizing the assistance of the medical profession.
Hmm. Yeah, because I wanted to ask about, you know, if they, you know, if the people, your members, you know, did they ever listen to rock music or some, you know, like...
Oh, did they? Of course.
No one knew about it.
Yes.
I wanted to see if I could sneak in one quick call before we close the broadcast today. Bill in Butler, Pennsylvania, your last caller today for Thomas Lapaca.
Hello.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Bill.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Good.
Quickly, your question.
My question is, I'm a pastor right now, bivocational pastor in the Worldwide Church of God, and I was curious as how Tom came to decide to be baptized again. I know he was sure he was immersed, and was he then re-immersed?
Thank you, Bill. I was rebaptized. It was not immersion. It was a pouring or a sprinkling. The reason I was rebaptized is because in my baptism in the Worldwide Church of God, though I was baptized in the name of the Trinity, at the same time I denied it. And I wanted to publicly, through this baptism, embrace the Trinity.
And, of course, you have now publicly shared your faith with millions of people on the Bible Answered Men broadcast. Thomas, it was a delight to have you in studio.
And my honor. Thank you so much, Hank.
And, of course, Thomas has a wonderful book out, and we want to put it into your hands. It's Out of the Shadows, Finding God's Truth in a World of Deception. It is available through the Christian Research Institute when you dial 888-7000-CRI. Again, the number to dial, 888-7000-CRI. Operators are standing by. Also, the book available on the World Wide Web at equip.org. The tapes of this broadcast are available as well. Give us a call, write us, or check the web and get the two tapes of Thomas Lapaca right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. The words of wisdom that he was able to communicate are a blessing, and we pray that the Holy Spirit will use them to extend his work for time and for eternity. Do remember, this is listener-supported radio. We do need people to stand with us prayerfully and financially. If you can join the Bible Answer Man support team, we would deeply appreciate it. You can join when you dial 888-7000-CRI or when you log into the World Wide Web at equip.org. Thank you for tuning in today. We'll see you right here next time with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast.
Well, that wraps up another edition of the Bible Answer Man with Hank Hanegraaff. Our special thanks go to Mr. Thomas Lapaca for joining us as our guest. Before we leave for the day, now is your chance to call the Christian Research Institute at 888-7000-CRI and order Out of the Shadows. That number again is 888-7000-CRI. Or visit our website at www.equip.org. You can also write to CRI at P.O. Box 7000, Rancho Santa Margarita, California, zip 92688. The Bible Answer Man is a production of the Christian Research Institute.